Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. It's CEO interview time, and we're here with Edward Dawson, who's the CEO at Prospects Oil and Gas. How are you today, Edward?
Fine, thank you.
Right, your company is starting to become a private investor favourite. News flow going in the right direction. Could you just explain what is going on at the moment?
Yeah. Well, we're drilling this well on the Colo block. We said fourth quarter. We've guided that the rig will turn up towards the end of the month. So presently, the final bits of paperwork being put in place. We had sign off from the environmental agency in Poland 10 days or so ago now. And basically moving to that final stage of pre-work to spud the well.
So it's just, private investors are known for being very impatient creatures. They don't have long to wait now.
Well, I personally don't understand necessarily the complete obsession about the spud date. You know, if what's there has been there for millions of years, if it's there. But, you know, we certainly set out at the beginning of the year a timetable, and we're sticking very close to that. And as I say, we intend to spud the well by the end of November. So, yeah.
And is there any idea what the results could be? What's your conservative view, maybe?
Well, we haven't done any geological work since the beginning of the year. So that's all sort of as it was set out in our CPR. There's 87 BCF on a mid case, which turns into an NPV somewhere between net to us $44 and $95 million. In a success case, geological chance of success on 40% for the upper horizon, 20% for the lower. So it all looks to us, you know, a great value proposition. That's why we did the deal.
Right. I mean, the current market cap is around £8.5 million. So the numbers here are quite big relative to what the market has priced in at this stage. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. It's a fair observation. Where the market will take it to stock in the meantime, I don't know, and I'm probably not meant to comment.
Right. Okay. And so, I mean, as far as what the future may hold, it's all down to the next month or two, and then after that, you can decide what the strategy of the company will be.
We've built a couple of companies in the past and taken them full cycle. We do have an active business development program on at the moment. We're looking for other projects. The well, you know, is obviously a fairly short time for you, so we'll see.
Right, and in terms of cost, which tends to be the contentious issue in these situations, this is a low-cost venture.
Yeah, so dry hole costs about 1.1, 1.2 million euros. Hutton Poland, the subsidiary that we own 49% of, you know, that has the cash to drill the basic well. We've got contingencies to do further testing on it.
Right.
Our drilling engineer, who has drilled probably hundreds of wells, puts us down as the cheapest well he's ever been involved with. It's a great time to be doing exploration work. The service costs are very low, and you know there's opportunities out there.
Right. Without wanting to bring any bad luck onto the situation, I mean, it seems to me that you've unlike many counterparts in this area. The small cap, you know, AIM stocks, who are in the oil and gas field. You've gone in here, you know, relatively well organized, well funded. Things have gone to plan, let's say. I mean, why have you done it differently from the way most people have done it? I mean, is that your experience from the past?
Certainly, I think experience does weigh heavily on how you act, and again, who you bring in to do work. And you know, we've got a network of, you know, experienced professionals who can help with stuff. I mean, it's also the state of the cycle of the industry at the moment. You can come into projects late on that have had lots of money spent on doing seismic, etc., and get involved in some drilling. Where, in my mind, you get some real tangible, you know, success case, fundamental changes in value. So.
They see, I mean, what I was trying to say before you answer the question was that it seems to be in this area, most companies tend to go in underfunded and overpromising. And that's their downfall, because even if they have what they say they have, they're underfunded, and obviously because they've overpromised, it's very difficult to meet market expectations. So you've got the balance. It appears you've got the right balance.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, I don't particularly want to comment about other parties yet.
Right, OK. All right, so basically we've got an imminent, by the end of the year, shareholders are waiting on developments, should have a pretty clear idea of what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll certainly either have completed or still be drilling. So, yeah, it's okay. Looking like we have a busy Christmas.
OK, well, on that note, Edward Dawson, CEO at Prospects Oil & Gas, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.